Okay, I'm just going to get started. This first poem is called Cages. Today at the zoo, the elephants are indoors, behind bars. A layer of straw, cold concrete, dining and defecation in the same space. The aide diapers in one man. On the other side of the curtain, the other man is fed dinner. A layer of putrid air, mattress for pressure sore prevention. Sticky linoleum game board floor. Two televisions contradict each other. A shared window opens only inches for suicide prevention. But neither man can move. And if they could, would they take the leap? The zookeeper shovels the dung, spreads straw. The elephant trains her baby how to move within the artificial jungle, how to suck up water for drink or to cool the body, how to swat flies with ears and tail. And if they could, would they stampede, spring the latch? The aide holds the styrofoam cup as the man sips from a straw. The other man, with the shades drawn in his eyes, repeats himself again. I had the kosher for breakfast. I had the kosher for lunch. I had the kosher for dinner. There's no reply from the shrunken head in the next bed. It's straw and water, straws in water, last straw. It's the elephant in the room. This is called Sticks, Strings, and Dough Balls. Tinseled lake surrounds us in Jimmy's beat-up rowboat. You tip it just enough to torment, splash water on your scorched face, laugh as only an older brother can, as I teeter between slow burn and panic, like when you hold me head first over the toilet and threaten dunking. Neither of us can swim. We paddle past an island of skeletal trees and dry grass stumbling over itself. A scavenger bird forages parched terrain, abstract mud cracks. We haven't yet discovered there are limits to time. Later, we stand in the shallow water while wisps of fish tickle our bodies with the bamboo brushes of their fins. With sticks, strings, and dough balls, we don't catch a thing. In a year, you'll leave for Lackland Air Force Base. Call home to say you volunteered for Vietnam. 10-year-old me will bawl on the extension. You could get killed over there. Mom and Dad will shut me up with a simultaneous shush. This next one is an ekphrastic poem. I guess that's one thing I could have said about myself. I like to do ekphrastic writing, which is writing to art, inspired by Sheila over here. And this was at the Jane Haskell exhibit at the museum, and I just went from one piece of work to the other and just did kind of a free write, and it was just kind of fun. So this is what I got out of that. Horn of plenty, compass eye, twisted leg of building, foot come down, string unravels, yellow the fallow field, fallen cream of corn, crushed kernels lose the war. Strip of green hay bale, sun-bronzed wheat, mirage of water in the background, outside mountains. Women who came before us, eyes of vacancy open, close, chin against child, closed eyes a prayer. Black suit of evil hides head, stands beside your fallen, your favorite chair. You can't sit there anymore. Apples have fallen, set the carpet on fire. Can't put out the flames. My open heart, lunacy moon, feathered bird sleeps. Orange nest, love scribbled in heart, holds a subway token. I rasp green words. One-eyed, smiling cartoon person, gun in hip holster, kapowie, shrieks at the shoot 'em up, tangled figments swim in blood puddles. thick and bubblegummed into sticky routine, try to smear my name with your vile tongue of working man's expletives. Listen from behind the red curtain. All a patchwork, so and so, sows and so and so and so and so. I said I was prone to silliness, so I saved my silly poem for last. And the title of this is, I know bad cliche and pun when I hear it, but it doesn't stop me. And I have my Sunday writing group friends to thank for this one. Make no bones about it. Underneath it all, we operate on a keyless skeleton crew. I tried to add my bones in order in an Excel spreadsheet, made a macro for my spinal column. Use your cranium, my skull cracked. Just add the spinal column by counting on your phalanges. You don't need a fancy Microsoft program. Don't take no nonsense from nobody. Have some vertebrae, for God's sake. And if someone tries to walk all over you with their metatarsals, give them the middle phalange. You've got to be sternum. You've got to have a sense of humerus. You've got to keep a song swallow singing in your rib cage. Go outside the old familiars of your radius. Go to your inner sacrum space. Swing and chubby checker twist that pelvic girdle. Give yourself a patella on the back, and remember, the fibula doesn't lie about the weather. Thank you. I want to introduce Amy Lee Heinlein, who I've never met before, but I'm happy to meet.